Welcome back. Today we're doing something very jungle, very drum and bass but with a modern Ableton Live 12 workflow. The title is Heatwave, Breakbeat Stretch for VHS Rave Color. The whole idea is simple. Take a real breakbeat, like the Amen, Think, Hot Pants, anything with actual room tone and stretch it way beyond what's correct until it stops being a drum loop and starts being atmosphere. Like sun bleach tape. Like a sweaty warehouse memory recorded on a VHS camcorder. Wobbly pitch. Smeary transients, crunchy top end but still sitting behind your clean drums, not fighting them. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable with warping, returns and basic mixing. I'll still coach you through the important why as we go, because this technique only works when you control it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. If you like 174, go for it, but we'll stick with 172 to keep the math friendly. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Break Stretch, another audio track called Drums Clean. This is your modern punchy kit, the one you actually want up front in the drop. And a return track called RVHS Verb. That return is going to be our shared tape room, so everything feels like it lives in the same old, hazy space. Quick mindset check, the stretched break is not your main drums, it's the air behind them. If you treat it like a drum loop, it'll destroy your mix instantly. Now, step 1. Pick the right break. You want a break with air. Listen for room tone and cymbal wash. You want a snare crack, but not something that's already crushed to death. Also, simpler breaks tend to stretch better, because you're not stretching a million overlapping hits. Drop the break into break stretch. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Start with warp mode set to complex pro. Turn formants on. Then set envelope around 60 to 90. Higher values tend to smooth things out and reduce the harsh transient tearing when you go extreme. Now, before we do anything wild, consolidate the section you want. Select one or two bars and consolidate, Command or Control J. This matters because it makes your extreme stretching more predictable, and it stops live from doing weird where does the loop start. Math. Now step 2. The actual heatwave stretch. Here's the trick. We're not stretching to fit the tempo. We're stretching to create a bed. Duplicate the clip so you've got a safety copy. Command or Control D. On the duplicated clip, set the loop to 1 bar or 2 bars, then stretch it out to 4, 8 even 16 bars if you want a full cloud. In live, you can drag the loop brace end and hold shift for fine control, or you can place warp markers and expand it more deliberately. Either way, you want to go too long. If it feels ridiculous, you're in the right zone. Now test warp modes, because this is where the character comes from. Complex Pro is going to give you that smeary, cinematic, VHS on a hot day feel. It tends to melt the hits into each other. Texture mode is more grainy and crunchy. It can shimmer in a cool way, very jungle haze, but it can also get ugly fast in the cymbals. If you switch to texture, try grain size around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and flux around 10 to 30%. You're aiming for movement and blur, but you still want to feel the ghost of the groove, like you can sense where the snare used to be, even if it's been turned into fog. And here's an important coaching note. Warp artifacts are not automatically a problem. They're part of the tape heat story. What you want is control. So if you hear a weird chirp or a little yelp on the snare, don't just panic and change modes. Zoom in. Move the warp marker so that artifact happens intentionally. Put it right before the snare, like a little prefill, or push it into the last eighth note of the bar, like a tail glitch. You're basically composing the mistakes. Also, don't commit to one stretch amount for the whole track. Make two clips from the same source, one stretch to 4 bars and another stretch to 8 or even 16. The 4-bar version feels more rhythmic and urgent. The 16-bar version becomes a cloud. Swapping between them across sections gives you contrast, while staying in the same sound palette. That's a pro move for arrangement. Now step 3. Make it follow the DNB groove without ruining your drums. This is where most people mess it up. A stretched break can feel amazing solo. Then you add your clean kit and suddenly everything gets smaller and messier. The fix is band limiting and sidechaining. On break stretch, add EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Even if you think there's no sub in the break, the stretching creates low mid smear and rumble, and your kick and sub need that space. If it fights your snare, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. That's the snare snap territory. And for the older tape vibe, consider a low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Stretched cymbals can turn into razor blades, so don't be shy about rolling the top. Now add a compressor after the EQ, and engage sidechain. Sidechain input should be drums clean, or your drum group if that's how you route. Set ratio somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. That lets a little bit of transient poke through, which helps the atmosphere feel alive instead of just ducking into nothing. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. And here's the big feel tip. Sidechain feel is more about release timing than threshold. At DNB tempos, 80 to 120 milliseconds tends to give you that eighth note-ish pump. If you want more of a quarter note swell, try 160 to 240. Get the release grooving first, then set the threshold so you're getting maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If you want that classic jungle intro breathing, don't sidechain from the full drums. Sidechain mainly from the snare. Even better, sidechain from a snare ghost trigger. That way the haze bows around the backbeat and it feels intentional. Now step 4, VHS wobble and tape heat. This is where we color it. Add devices in this order. First, saturator. Set drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull output down so you're level matched. Level matching is not optional here, because degradation chains get exciting when they get louder, and then you'll overdo it. Next, chorus ensemble. Pick chorus mode for a subtle shimmer, or ensemble if you want more swim. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount around 15 to 30%. Delay around 8 to 18 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. This is heat shimmer, not trance supersaw. Then auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 5kHz and explore between 2 and 8kHz. Resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.4. Turn on the LFO. Set the LFO rates low, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, and keep the amount small. We're going for drift, not wobble bass. Then optionally, redux for VHS pixel crunch. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction around 8 to 12, lightly. If it's too much, back off with dry slash wet, or later we'll macro it so it's only there when you want it. Teacher note on gain staging, saturator, redux, echo, all of these can brighten and increase perceived loudness fast. Aim to feed this chain with something like negative 18 to negative 12 dBFS RMS-ish. Don't slam it, and try to keep peaks under negative 6 dBFS before you start sending to reverb. That keeps the haze from turning brittle and scratchy. Now step 5, build the return track, the shared VHS space. On our VHS verb, load hybrid reverb. Choose convolution with a small room or plate style impulse response, or use algorithmic hall if you want it smoother. Set decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't immediately swallow the source. Set low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10kHz. Dark reverb is your friend here. It instantly makes it feel like playback from an older system. After hybrid reverb, add echo. Set time to 1/8 note or dotted eighth. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 300, low pass around 6k. Add a touch of modulation and echo for a little warble. Now send break stretch into our VHS verb somewhere around minus 15 to minus 8 dB, depending on taste. Keep your clean drums mostly out of this return, unless you're deliberately doing a retro intro section. Now step 6. Turn this into a fast workflow with an audio effect rack. Group your break stretch effects into an audio effect rack. Create 4 macros. Macro 1. Wobble. Map this to the chorus rate, and maybe a tiny amount of echo modulation. Tiny range. We want unstable playback, not seasickness. Macro 2. Heat. Map to saturator drive and redux downsample. Again, keep the range safe so you can perform it without destroying the mix. Macro 3. Merc. Map to the EQ low pass frequency and the reverb high cut. This is your make it older and darker control. Macro 4. Pump. Map to the compressor threshold. That becomes your quick tuck it behind the drums knob. One extra upgrade from the coach notes. Keep the stretched layer stable in mono below about 300 Hz, even though you already high passed. Because chorus and reverb can still smear low mids. A simple way, create an audio effect rack split, low chain and high chain, using EQs to split the bands. On the low chain, put utility with width at 0 to 40%. Leave the highs wide. Result, wide air centered body. Much more mono safe. Now step 7, arrangement ideas, because this is where it turns from a sound into a record. For the intro, 8 to 16 bars, start with break stretch and maybe a little controlled noise. Slowly open the auto filter low pass from about 2kHz up to 8kHz over time. Increase the reverb send so it feels like you're approaching the rave. Try the camera zoom move, over 8 bars, Automate three things together. Utility gain up slightly, like plus 1 or 2 dB. Reverb send up. And the low pass filter opening. It's fast, cinematic, and it works. For the pre-drop, 4 to 8 bars. Automate pump up slightly, so there's more ducking and anticipation. For a tape stop style moment, you can automate clip transpose down a few semitones over 1 bar, subtle. Or spike echo feedback briefly, but be careful and don't clip. Try this pre-drop vacuum trick. 1 or 2 bars before the drop, automate utility width down from wide, like 120%, to narrow, like 0 to 30%, and then close the filter. Narrowing first creates a sucked-in sensation that hits harder than filtering alone. For the drop, keep break stretch low in the mix. Duck it. Band limit it. It becomes glue and energy mist behind your clean kick and snare and rolling bass. If you find the drop gets blurry, make a drop version of the rack. Less chorus, darker top end, slightly more sidechain, and swap to that at the downbeat. For breakdowns, bring back width and reverb. Reduce the sidechain so the pad blooms between hits. You can even do call and response. Every 4 bars, unmute a less stretched version for 1 bar, then return to the haze. It tells the listener this atmosphere is intentional, not just static noise. Now a couple advanced variations if you want to level it up.